Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Nun Hey is the Gemara on Nun Hey Amid Aleph that brings up the mitzvah of rebuking one's friend when they are doing an Avera. The Gemara describes that even Sadikim Gemurim, as described in the Pasuk in Yechezkel in Perek Tes, would not be judged favorably if they had the opportunity to rebuke the Jews that were doing Averos, and they did not. The Gemara describes that the Midas Hadin tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Tzadikim should be punished because they were not aware that their rebuke would not be accepted by the Rishayim. Tosas on the top of the Amud says that for that reason, any time there is a possibility that the rebuke will have an effect, there is a chiyuv for the mitzvah of Tochacha. Like in many of our Divrei Halacha, as per the tradition that we're zocha from Rav Nevinzel, the words in Orach Chaim and the Mishnah Brura are, of course, extremely instructive. Now, where do we find the mitzvah of Tochacha in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, and Mishnah Brura? The answer is in Simin Tav Reish Ches, Sif Beis, in a very particular halacha, which opens us up to the very, very sensitive and very, very broad topic of the mitzvah of Tochacha. The Mechaber Paskins in Tav Reish Ches, in regards to people fulfilling the mitzvah of adding to Yom HaKippurim, in regards to women who were not sure that they're going to follow this mitzvah, Nashim Shochos V'Shosos Adshech HaShecha, V'Hein Einon Yodo Shemitzvah L'Hosav Michal HaKodesh, there are women who don't add, they're not Mekayim Tel Seves Kedusha, and they eat until Shkia. Ein Memachim Yodam. One should not protest. This is the Rambam Perek Alf and Ilchos Shvisas Osar, based on the Gemara later on in Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches and Beis Adaf Lamed, Kedei Shelo Yavo Lasos Bizadon, because they're not going to listen, they'll end up violating B'mezid. Adds the Rama, V'uadim Mechol Davar Iser, Amirim Mutav Shiyu Shogim V'al Yu Mizidim, that's what we saw from our Tosfos, V'davka She'en Mefurash B'Torah Afal Pishu Du Raisa, Av Al Im Mefurash B'Torah Mochim B'Yadam. If it's mefurish in the Torah, then you have to protest, even if you know that they're not going to fulfill, become a mezid. This is based on the Ran in the fourth perek of Beitza, and the Rama continues, Vim yodeya she'en dvarav nishmaim, and if he knows he's not going to be listened to, lo ye'amar b'rabim lo chichon rak pam achas. He should not say it in public and rebuke in public except for once. Avalo yarbe betochachas me'achas sheyodeya shelo yishmu elav. He shouldn't continue to rebuke him if he knows he's not going to be listened to. Aval biyachid chayv lochicha ad sheyakenu al yikalulenu. The Grub points out that this approach of the Nemuki Yosef on the Ramah is that the Nemuki Yosef disagrees with our Tosas. Even though our Tosas had said that if we know for sure he's not going to listen, so then in such a case there is no Tochacha, the Nemuki Yosef understands that there is a Chiyuv of Tochacha. And he learns in our Gemara that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Midas Hadin are critical of the Tzadikim in the time of Yechezkel, because they weren't mochiach even if they knew for sure that they wouldn't be listened to. And nevertheless, there still would be a chiv of tochacha once. Not more than that, but once. Hence what merges is the following line. If something is mefurish in the Torah, according to the Rama and the Nemuke Yosef, there's a chiv to be mocha once. If it is not, so then, in such a case, we evoke the rule, like by Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Mutav Shiushogin Va'altiyu Mezidin. Rav Nevinzal says that even a minog qualifies as Mefurish B'Torah because Altitosh Toras Imecha. And he leaves off, what would be with Midos Ro'os, would there also be a Chiyuv of Tochacha, even Berabim, as well. However, before we continue, we must conclude our discussion with the awareness of the Chazon Ish in Simon Beis
Oz Chaf Ches in Hilchos Shechita in Yaradeya, where he quotes the Chafetz Chaim and raises the question whether we are capable of Tochacha at all today. Ubagos Maimini writes the Chazon Ish at the end of Oz Chaf Ches, Hilchos Deos Kasev De'em Rashon L'Sanoso, it's prohibited to hate somebody today, because even if he seems to be a Rasha, Ela Achar Shein Mekabel Tochacha, because you're only allowed to hate him after he receives rebuke. Ubesof Sefer Avas Chesed, Kasem Shem Hagri Mulin, the mitzvah leoves harishoy mehaytaima vehevi kemi chuvas maram milublin. Today there's no mitzvah to hate a rasha, ki etzleinu who called them tochacha, because nowadays we're always before tochacha. No one could be a rasha past tochacha. She'ein anu yodin lohochiyach. We don't know how to rebuke. V'daynina luhu kanusin, and they're considered like anusin. It is unclear to me, and I know more people have spent time on this than I, so this halacha was just raising the basic topic, and that is whether the Chazon Ish was saying that we should not give tochacha because we don't know how to give tochacha, or he was saying no one's considered a rasha today because we're not capable of giving tochacha, but still there should be an attempt for tochacha. Our job today from the daf was to alert the basic issue that Tosas had raised, to point out that in the Ramah does not follow this opinion of the Tosos, as pointed out by the Gra, that he's following with the Nemuke Yosef in Yuvamos, and he understood our Gemara differently. And finally, to point out the position of the Chazon Ish. If you take a look in the nice job of the Masifta Gemaras in the Peninei Halacha, they have three different short essays on this topic: the chiyuv to be mocha on a chet of a woman, the chiyuv of to be mocha on a chet mefursam, and the chiyuv tochacha of safek shagim safek mezidim, where they go through other shitas that are important in this sugya.